Blues guitarist and singer Stevie Ray Vaughan died this morning in a helicopter crash. He was 35 years old. Vaughan had just finished a performance in Wisconsin, sharing the bill with Eric Clapton, Robert Cray, and Buddy Guy. Stevie Ray Vaughan's first album, Texas Flood, came out in 1983, and music critic Marlo Miles says it established him right away as the finest new blues guitarist of the decade. He was constantly in demand as a concert draw and turned out a very popular video with his cover of Stevie Wonder's Superstition. Music critic Milo Miles is on the line with us. Hi, Milo.
Hi.
What made Stevie Ray Vaughan important?
Well, one of the things that Stevie Ray Vaughan did that was so unique, I think, is that there's a very strong current in the blues to simplify it and make it into either a museum piece these days or a simple kind of party music. And he was able to personalize the blues very strongly, especially in his playing. It was evident that he was very fluid from the start as a guitarist, but as he went along, he began to get the feeling of the blues inside of himself in a very deep way, and I think that that's a crucial thing to becoming an important blues player. And it was also significant that he was able to incorporate elements from soul and elements from R&B and elements from funk all into his playing, so it was blended into this nice, potent whole that came across very well often, especially in concert, where he delivered a lot more than just good time stuff. It was really an experience to see him play at his best.
When a musician dies unexpectedly, you wonder what they would have been able to do had they lived. What's your sense about Vaughan?
Well, this is the thing that strikes me about this is that it's very similar to Roy Orbison. After someone that they'd decided that they'd established themselves on a certain level and then were sort of pigeonholed, he suddenly comes back and transcends himself and is doing better than ever and then disappears. With his last record from 89, In Step, he came back for some personal problems, and it seemed that he'd really gotten a hold of what was going on and was saying his own voice, finally was fully his own at last. And he might have gone on to really take the blues by the tail and make it very alive. His playing is at a peak on In Step, and he can take a number and just completely stretch it out into a whole new direction. One that I particularly like is Love Me Darling on In Step, and it's by Howlin' Wolf from 1964, and yet when Stevie Ray grabs a hold of it, it doesn't sound like anything like a recreation or anything like a look backwards. It's just a very lively contemporary number.
Well, Milo, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about pop music for the New York Times and the Village Voice, and reports on world music for Fresh Air. This is Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie Ray Vaughan and his brother Jimmy recorded an album together that's scheduled to be released next month.